Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. Here, as always, my man, Intern Josh.
I'm 100 episodes old.
It feels good. It's our birthday, sort of.
It is.
It's our centennial birthday.
It's like one of our last birthdays. Like, people are hopefully coming from around the country to celebrate with us, knowing that it might be the last time.
No, I think 113 is the new 100, I heard.
Oh.
There's some age like that. We're not dying yet, you know?
Oh, that's good.
But this would be one that family members would come out for sure. They would show up. I think they show up for 100 on.
And don't you think saying 113 is the new 100 is like you just hear, like, bony hands scratching on your door? Like, oh, good, it's just around the corner, but not quite.
That's bleak. We are going to share this 100th episode with a very special guest.
Mm.
Oh, dear Lord. He's an actor, comedian. He's also a fellow podcaster in the beverage game. We'll get to that in a moment. But you may have seen him on shows like Broad City, Inside Amy Schumer, 30 Rock, Late Night with David Letterman. Please welcome Don Fanelli.
No claps. Okay, yeah,
no
I'm
claps.
Good. Yeah,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's fine.
I was waiting for our studio audience to really.
No, they really did not come
so
alive.
They are so quiet.
Respectful to a fault.
It rained this morning here in Los Angeles, and that really cools people down.
I know.
Sort of.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
We got a lot of late arrivers too, with a lot of traffic for them.
That's true, yeah. And everybody's in like shawl collared sweaters, sipping hot teas.
Yeah.
Mm. Love the hot tea. So this is wild. We're so excited to have you on.
I'm so pumped to be here.
You've danced in the beverage podcast game. Tell us a little bit about that. This is
done the
insane.
My buddy Chris Gethard and I, he has another podcast right now, which he's blowing up doing. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Beautiful Anonymous.
Is it about beverages?
It is not.
Don't care.
Don't give a shit. Not plugging it. See ya. We used to, as like a joke, I used to kind of, I'm all into cooking and shit, and he's all into drinking sodas and stuff.
Mm.
So we, and we're good friends from the UCB, Upper Citizens Brigade Theater in New York, and he's like, we should just have this podcast called Fizzy Boys, where we just review sodas. And he's like a soda connoisseur. I mean, this guy knows sodas from all over the place, and I don't. And then I would just kind of talk about like the ingredients and that was it. We would have little seasons because we'd only like, we'd record like 6 in a day.
Oh,
and
nice.
Be wired.
Yeah.
By the end. I mean, real fucking wired.
And then a nice little nap time, a real crash.
Yeah, real crash for a couple months. And then we'd do like a second, you know, the second quote unquote season. And we just recorded one for the first time in a year and a half at our buddy's wedding in Colorado.
Oh,
no, nice.
Because there was a soda place there, and we got all these random sodas. And so we did like a mega episode that we just released. But yeah, it's very sporadic. I mean, we are no near centennial land.
I mean, I feel like you're definitely going to get the T-Bash bump after this.
Yeah.
Because if you're listening to us right now, well, chances are you're already listening to Fizzy Boys.
It's you might
true.
Be.
Yeah.
You might be. I mean, if you're not, it's real dumb. If you're into sodas, check it out.
It doesn't have the high class nature that this show is known
there
for.
There is no hot sauce at all.
Well, not even sometimes?
Not even sometimes.
Welcome to our show. There is also very rarely hot sauce.
So, speaking of soda, this is our 100th episode. We are going to drink some more soda today, which only seems appropriate.
Awesome.
And I feel like it might be a bit of a controversial episode. So, as we understand it, you're a big Spreckers fan.
Yeah, I'm a big Spreckers fan. We had it early in the Fizzy Boys. I never had it before, and I had Spreckers, you know, Bavarian cream.
Mm.
And it blew my mind. It was the best soda I've ever had. And then after that, every other episode, we would compare everything to that for me, and nothing could beat it. Still to this day, on our last episode, something came a little close, but still, maybe it was like my first love, and I just can't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty impartial, I feel. But
do you? Would you bring it back physically or just in your mind?
In my mind.
Okay.
So
I know that.
Have you had it again since?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Josh, what is your feeling about Spreckers in general?
We've had questionable results on the show.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I am drawn to their logo. Mm-hmm. It seems a fun crow.
Great reason to drink something that's drawn to their logo.
Definitely. I like that kind of squat
you
bottle.
You drink with your eyes.
Mm. I drink with my eyes, not it's with a my little, hands.
The bottle is, you get a couple extra OZs in their bottle, I believe.
Yeah.
Could find out. That's for goddamn sure.
What do you got,
sure.
like 3.5 or is that a 16 ounce?
Wait,
right
is that
there?
The, is that the,
shh, okay. That's a reveal for later.
It's okay, yeah, yeah.
It's we're, a full we're, pint we're, yeah. 16 I know ounces. The one that you it's just 16 pulled ounces. Out and I have not tried that one
oh,
yet.
Oh, that is yes. exciting.
I just saw a glimpse. I will not say what it okay. is, but you pulled that shit out and I was like, oh my God, did yeah. he get that? Wow.
It's. I think, so a lot of things at play this episode because- sure.
Before we got a fanboy.
We got a fanboy of Sprecher's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The issue is it has fallen flat on this, no pun intended, on this show in almost every shootout, I think, that it's been. And we've done the root beer.
Yeah.
Okay. We've done the strawberry soda. Mm. We have done...
Orange cream, I believe.
Did we do the orange
cream? Maybe we didn't get a Sprecher's orange cream. I thought we did.
Maybe either a cream soda.
Did we do Puma?
No, we have not done the Puma Cola yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, God.
I'm going to just say it right now. I'm a hater. Yeah, I've not had a Sprecher's that tastes good to me at all.
It's understandable, and I wouldn't.
And
hate
why
on
is
you
that understandable?
Hating. Because they fucking because they're fucking Frank Thomas, man, and they take big swings with stuff. They take big swings with flavor, and it just doesn't. There's some Sprecher's that we've tried, like a blueberry. Okay, my controversy in one of our Fizzy Boys was they had a raspberry and a red raspberry.
Okay,
and we looked at them, and it was a different label with the same like red with the same fox on it or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and. The same ingredients, but it tasted different.
Oh, nice.
And we were real fucked up in our heads trying to figure out
what the ratio difference was.
And we didn't really like either. Yeah. We didn't love either. There
so
was
like,
one that
I'm
tasted
not
better.
Super invested in finding out the answer to this, yes. other than I just want to know what the ratio
and why
is.
Did, yeah. on earth did they decide to do two of these?
Exactly. Right. But I appreciate them so much because they take real big swings with flavor and they use the real flavors. They use some real juice in there.
Mm.
It's not all artificial shit.
Mm.
And their big thing that makes them distinct is their honey. They use Wisconsin honey to really make it, you know, really sweeten up that bastard. So, and I always appreciate that. And how they do it in their like kettle pots and stuff like that. How they make all their sodas. That gives it a distinct flavor. But I understand like if you have a blueberry, if you have one of their fruit ones, they really yes. they kind of miss the mark sometimes.
Listen, that's I've had it. Some of the classics. I've had root beer. I thought it was horrible.
Wow.
I've had, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I think
let's
we're
see.
The it's too big of a tease. There's it too is. Big of a tease. Before we get to the shootout, we need to talk about something else.
Yeah,
let's. Well, first, let's do some business real quick.
Okay, I'll tell you some business right at the top. 100
please.
Episodes in. Guess where we had never been?
Mm.
Either of us.
Egypt.
Correct. yep. Pyramids, huge, dry,
bigger than I ever could imagine.
You just don't understand. It's like seeing a celebrity in real life. Like they're all of a sudden look much smaller there, or bigger in this case. It was Galco's.
I was going to ask out. You never been to Galco's?
We had never been to Galco because we kept having this idea of like should we do an episode there? Should we go like? And then it became this thing like, what do we do? How do we go there? And then so I started to like just keep it at arm's length on purpose. But obviously, every listener, I think, to the show, it's some who lives in Los Angeles or has even visited, has said, have you gone to Galco's?
Yep.
And this is an old supermarket. It's been there since the 50s. Mm-hmm. It is all soda and now like beer, wine, and sake maybe. But soda's as far as the eye can see.
It's Chris Gethard's Mecca. I think he went there and they demanded to put a picture of him on the wall or something along those lines.
Wow,
there's
that's
some
cool.
folklore. He might be there. I still have not. He keeps being like, "You got to go," and I keep not being able to go for some reason.
That's it. I don't know why. And like, I don't even live that far away from it. It's pretty convenient. I struck out at the three other places I was going to look to get Sprecher's today, and I'm like, I got to go to a Galco's. These guys must. I called in. And at first I was very nervous because they made it sound, the lady was like, we have syrups. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Is this place something that like no one described correctly?
You said, do you have Sprecher's? And they said, we have Sprecher's syrup?
she didn't know what I was talking about when I said Sprecher. So at first I'm like, okay, well, this is maybe a lost cause. And then she said, we have syrups. I was like, well, no, do you have the brand Sprecher? She's like, what brand is it? Hold on. And she hung up and then went and told me the brand of the syrups. And it was like, no, I'm just looking for the specific soda. And I
this sounds like your communication skills.
I spelled the word Sprecher's. And anyway, then she came back and said yes. So I went down there and they have fucking everything.
Yeah.
Almost. Mm. They had, what do we got? We got about 10 of these bad boys.
Oh, nice.
And they had everything there other than three of them, which then I got at Dino's.
Gotta go to Pizza. Dino's.
Still hanging out down at Dino's.
So we have like, we're talking too much Sprecher's. Okay. Yeah. So you love Galco's. It was great.
It was fucking awesome. We've been missing every day this show's been on the air that we haven't been there. It's been a lost day.
You gotta do an episode there.
Were they cold? Was there coolers in there?
Coolers. There are shelves of warm sodas. There were two of them that I did have to get off the shelf. Which are now cooling in and have been for a while cooling in a cooler bag, but everything else, so the other like say half a dozen of them were in the
cold section.
The cold section, absolutely. Yeah, it was dynamite. I could have gone. It was so tempting to not just get an all Halloween flight of sodas there. Yep. They had all spooky sodas. There was werewolf ginger beer and a spider cherry cola. Yeah. And
so safe to say there's going to be a lot more Sprecher's soda episodes in our future.
Oh, not Sprecher's. Galco's.
Supplied episodes.
Our whole goal in Fizzy Boys was to go to do a whole multiple episodes in Galco's, and we can never just get out here. Now that I'm out here,
you're the guy on the ground.
Man, I got to get Chris out here and do that fucking Galco's. Everyone should. Anybody that has a beverage podcast should at least visit Mecca.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just once.
At least once. Get your taste on.
All right. Is there any other business before we get to one of my favorite segments of the show?
Follow us on social media at @TBashPod. Mm. I think that's really it.
Okay. So, Don, the way we like to get or know our guests is through what we call the beverage profile.
Yeah.
So we need you to take us through a day in the life, typical day, of what you drink the entire day.
Wow.
So what time are you waking up?
I'm waking up at 7:30.
Mm. Nice.
I'll tell you what I have.
A firm answer, and I actually believe you. Yeah. It wasn't one of those fake, like 7:30, as if like, is your wishful thinking day?
There was no thinking at all. Yeah. No.
Yeah, I guess I never like totally adjusted from New York, but I wake up at 7:30.
There you were waking up at 11:30.
Yeah. 10:30, but yeah. No, I was always an early riser. So 7:30, I wake up and I have lemon and cayenne water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you making it?
Cut up a little piece of lemon, squeeze it in my glass, dash of cayenne, fill that up with a Brita.
Okay. Mm. Cold?
And how much water?
Cold.
Okay.
And then sometimes, last week I did one of those juice cleanses.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So I was waking up and drinking like hot lemon and cayenne.
So what's the difference thought between hot lemon or cold? Do you find a difference?
I think it's supposed to be like one's supposed to like shock your system. The other one's supposed to like ease you into waking up. I think like the warm is supposed to be like,
okay,
all right, we're just waking up. It's more of like a massage in the morning. Whereas like a cold, like you're drinking something cold, you're waking the fuck up. It's like a cold and hot shower.
Yeah, you're stepping in that
warm tub. What's the cayenne situation?
Cayenne's supposed to like break up like mucus, and it's supposed to.
Are they flakes?
No, you can get just like red pepper, like red
powder.
Pepper. Yeah, powder.
Okay. How much are you doing?
I do like a 1-2 tap. Like a 1-2 tap. That's all you need. And then it gets pretty fucking hot.
How big was your vessel again? What kind of vessel?
Oh, it's probably like a 16-ounce, 8 to 12-ounce glass.
How many lemons? Where do you keep the lemons?
I'm keeping those lemons out.
Okay.
And then once they start getting a little too smushy, I throw them right in the fridge.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Right out of
we keep them out. We keep them out. Let them really mature.
Are you doing a half a lemon and then leaving the other half for your wife, or what's the situation?
I'm doing a quarter of a lemon.
Okay,
And then I'm throwing the whole thing in the water and I let it sit in there and I use it about twice. So I squeeze it in, keep the lemon in there, put the cayenne, drink the water, and I'll fill it back up and let it just kind of. No cayenne round two, because you know what? There's some cayenne that sticks around, so I don't need to dash again.
How quick are you drinking this water?
I drink it in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
I kind of... I take it down. I don't know if that's fast. I drink about like 3/4 of it in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I let it sit and percolate for another 10 and then just kind of sip and that's it.
That's good. I mean, because like you could eat a meal easily in 15 minutes. So if you're sipping on... That feels like a leisurely pace.
And then from there, I have this little thing that I'll just drink water. I'll just drink straight up water.
You got swell bottle. He's got a.
It's a fake one. It's called Mira. It's $20.
Oh.
How much
is the same thing?
It's nice looking though. I like that
color. Yeah, it's really
nice.
It keeps it cold all day. It's Mira. It's just the knockoff.
Can you take the lid off?
Yeah, sure. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very similar.
It's very identical.
It seems like they might have Swell might have grounds to sue this company.
Yeah. No, I knew that immediately. I was like, I could get fucking one of these. I actually left my wife's at an airport and she felt really bad. So then we got two.
Nice.
And I got
one Swell bottle.
For the price of one Swell. So I drink out of this and then I'll have like a couple. I don't know how to pronounce them yet.
LaCroix.
Is it LaCroix?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Enjoy LaCroix is the phrase on the can.
Yeah.
And so we stick with it.
Yeah. So I'll have the grapefruit LaCroix and I just discovered the coconut one.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Also a divisive.
Very
I enjoy
divisive.
It, but it's weird. It's a
mind fuck, right?
But it's weird.
It is. Yeah. The only one I didn't really, I tried the black or the raspberry one, and it's just not doing it for me. It tastes a little too like medicinal or something.
Yeah.
Something's going on in my palate.
I left that one on the shelf. I have not even tried it.
Yeah.
It was not available when we did a giant flight of them, and then every once in a while I see it in the grocery store, and I'm like,
the berry one, or is there raspberry?
Is it in one of the tall, slim cans?
No, it was in like one of these guys, and it was like kind of dark purple-ish.
Yeah.
It was like a berry blast or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. Raspberry something.
Okay, so you fill up your water.
Yeah. Brito.
And is that taking you through the whole day? Like, what happens around lunchtime?
My goal is to fill... What are these? How many ounces do you think this is?
16.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to have 4 to 5 of these a day.
Okay.
So whenever I can fill it up, I'll fill it up. And then... My nightcapper is probably one of those LaCroix. And then if I'm going to have a drink, I'll either have like a little bar that I have. I'll make like a gin and cocktail with Q tonic water.
Ooh.
The best tonic water.
With the Q.
I can't recommend this tonic water enough to people because I think it's the... Do you want me to explain it real quick why it's the best?
No, absolutely.
You're in.
No,
if there ever
was a
place.
We've got a lot to get through today.
very briefly, do you? Okay, so most tonic waters, they have a lot of sugar.
Uh-huh.
So it's about
a surprising fact that we learned on this show,
like a Schweppes or your Canada Dry, whatever is making tonic water has as much as soda.
Yeah.
46 grams, 48 grams of sugar in a can, and it's fake quinine. Which is from the bark of a tree, but they
made an extract.
Yeah, it's a chemical put in. So that's what kind of gives it that like flavor is the quinine. So it's this fake quinine. So Q tonic comes in a bottle, and you can get it in like a 4-pack or a big bottle of it. And there's only 9 grams of sugar.
Okay.
And real quinine in it.
Okay.
And the bubbles are beautiful.
Mm.
And it fucking, you can really taste your, if you're going to take a gin and tonic, you can really just taste the ingredients now. Now it's not overwhelmed, it's not so sweet.
So sweet.
It doesn't have like a little bit of a, I think sometimes it is a little medicinal, like the Schweppes or something like that. The quinine's a little like strong.
Yeah.
For sure.
But this is just like, it's just so, I don't know if you guys like gin and tonics.
Love them. I do.
Highly recommend Q tonic then.
I think it's one of those weird drinks where I feel like it can adapt to the season. Like if I'm drinking them in the wintertime, I'm like, this is actually kind of like a fun winter drink. Mm-hmm. But then summertime, you could have one in the daytime and it's a perfect
refreshing
summer treat.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So
where do you pick that up? Is it readily available or is it?
It wasn't.
Okay.
It used to be only in like health food stores. Mm. And now in the Albertsons. In Los Feliz.
Yeah.
Huh. I get it there. They only used to have the big bottles, and now they have the 4-packs of the littler bottles, which are great because those really equal out to, you know, one of those little bottles you can make 2 drinks with.
Oh, that's perfect. And then you're saving your bubbles.
You're saving your bubbles. You don't have to, like, use that wine fucking thing to take the air out.
Well, because that's it. I mean, they are at a disadvantage without the screw top action. So you do have to make sure you're going to rip through that thing if you are.
Yeah, there's no screw top?
Shootout. We did when we did use the Q tonic. I'm trying to remember how it fared, but I think you bring up an interesting point. The low sugar, where you can taste the ingredients, it's really then going to determine how good your gin is.
That's the thing, because sometimes we just have not the best gin,
sure,
and we you know mix that with the normal Schweppes or whatever it is. I'm shitting on Schweppes. Schweppes is a great company. But
love Schweppes.
Love that Schweppes. Schweppes. Schweppes has its time and place, but I think the I think the tonic game's getting taken over by being, they're going, you know what? We're going to throw a little less sugar in here. It's still going to be sweet, but we're going to give you that real quinine so it's not like your mouth doesn't feel like it's going numb sometimes.
Yeah,
there's like that like weird, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
like it have peanut butter on the roof of your mouth, but there's no peanut butter there.
Yeah,
exactly. But instead, it's just crushed up children's Tylenol. It's a weird taste. I'm really curious to try the. You can get like a quinine syrup too. That's what I'm. But like,
so
I've
would
only
you just add that to seltzer or?
Yeah, that's it. So
throw
like
then in like could, a what are those things
like
called?
SodaStream. Or something like that. Which because I mean I think to me that's always been the hard part with. Having like gin and tonics around is that like, well, what do you do if you don't finish the 1 liter bottle or the little thing or whatever else? You got a can, it's even worse. That like the idea of keeping the syrup around, and chances are someone's making it, it's probably, you know, decent ingredients, etc., artisanal and what have you. But that I think that would be the key, because then you also can just have it in your bar all the time,
right?
And you have your SodaStream ready to go. But I would love to know how that fares, because presumably. It's also sweet, you know, that it is some kind of like a, almost like a simple syrup with some quinine in it.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely what it is, yeah.
Hmm. Anyway. Mm.
Well, yeah. That's a day in a life. That's
good. And so at the end of the night,
drinks.
Yeah,
the end of the night, clear. What's your game? Do you have like water on the bedside table or anything, or what's happening there?
Before I go to sleep, I take like vitamins and shit. So I have I take all my vitamins and probiotic stuff at night.
Okay.
Because I think like your body heals itself, so... It's probably like wrong. You probably need like fucking vitamins at different times during your day. But I take everything at night because like I feel like my body's healing itself. And here's all the vitamins to do that.
That's right.
That's what's going on in my head.
Yeah.
It's not forming into a nugget in your gut somewhere. It's like it's crystallizing in your stomach.
So I'll have like a final kind of glass right before maybe. I try to stop before 10 so I'm not like pissing all night.
Right.
Because I'll get up maybe once a night just to kind of drain.
I'm like
up.
Twice a night lately.
Yeah. It goes in waves.
Yeah. Sometimes as we get older, I think that wave is going to become a very wet wave.
Yeah.
Every night.
It gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
You can ride it longer and longer. Yeah.
I'm like a 4 a.m. peer now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. If I don't wake up, I don't pee. I won't. It will not wake me up. But if I have to get up, say, if my... sun wakes up in the middle of the night.
Then you'll do a pee.
That. Then I will. Yeah. Sure. I'll treat myself. Just
treat yourself to a hot piss.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, let's get to our flight of sodas. I mean, I couldn't be more excited for the Sprecher's flight.
While we're setting up, and shout out to listener Peter, whose idea this was. And
thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Threw us some bucks and also to have you on the show.
That's
so
very
it was
nice
a,
to be
it was a great it was a great combo. We're so glad it could happen. I have some questions about your master cleanse. Is that what that's called? Is that did you? Do that
I don't know. You know what? I got to LA and I was just like trying all the shit out.
Just do it right when you get here.
Yeah, I'm like an explorer at heart. I want to see what the fuck's going on. So I did like a 3-day juice cleanse. This place down the block for me makes it for you.
Okay.
Do you want to shout them out?
Well, it's Earth Organic. I think they're called. They're just like a little mom and pop shop. And they're organic, make organic juices, and it was pretty straightforward, and 6 juices a day. It was interesting. It was very, very interesting. I was okay. You'd have to drink a shit ton of water while you're doing it.
Right.
I wasn't like sick. I wasn't trying to lose weight. Everyone's like, oh, you're trying to lose weight? And I was like, nah, I just want to
see what it's
like. Yeah, like
fresh start.
Yeah, it's fresh start. So that was that.
Did you like it? Would you do
it
again?
I would do it again, but I wouldn't do it again for a while. I would probably do it again like next year. I could see it being like a yearly thing. I had fasted before for like 36 hours, just water. You just keep taking out these bottles, and I'm kind of getting excited.
It's looking pretty
in my
great.
Penile
wow.
area. I've done fasting before, and I recommend it. Which is just water, and you just take like you do it started in the morning, and then you just kind of go to sleep, and the next day it's kind of like a 36 hour thing. Where you're just drinking water
Jesus
and like fasting
Christ,
tea.
Christ, look
this
at
is
this.
Like a fucking army of Spreckers. You got them all.
It is Spreckers army.
If this is Sprecker, if we can make a chess board or a chess game just of Spreckers.
Are we going to start with the root beers or end with the root beers?
Can you stop turning those around towards yourself while I take one
Did you get
photo?
The low-cal root beer too?
There was no low-cal root beer. Yeah. I think there are a few that I'm missing. You mentioned
But this is low-cal. I thought it was local. It's locale. I'm such a fucking idiot.
That is the best.
I thought it was local.
That would have been so good. And you know what's so funny? And then
he would have had it and not known.
You had said that on the phone. You're like, get the local one. And so I see this bottle. I'm like, there it is, local root beer. And then I look at the top, and it says specifically, I see it's partially covered up by the thing, and I thought it said SoCal. And I thought there was, so I thought it was like specifically
SoCal,
a regional, and so maybe different ones, Don's really freaking out on the cola. Please stop.
The Puma, man.
I was helping you out, bro.
You're not.
Just take your photo. Let's get into these, Josh. What are you doing?
Let's do it.
I got to get the bottles while they're bottled up, you know?
Even your social media.
Hey, guys, listen. Somebody's got to do it, right?
Wait, so what have you guys had?
Well, okay, we've had the regular root beer.
Okay,
correct?
So that's this guy.
We have had... Maybe we haven't had this orange.
I have not, either.
It is very possible.
I don't think we have had it.
We've definitely had the strawberry, which is very... funky.
Yeah, it's funky. I'm not a huge strawberry fan, but
so I guess
that's
all we've had is the root beer, the strawberry.
Is that true?
Have we had the cream?
You've never had my fave?
No.
And that's okay. What is it called? Bavarian cream?
It's just okay.
That's what I was going to ask. Is there another cream soda? Okay.
No. All right. This is what I'm proposing.
This one on ice because I want it to
End with the cream soda and the root beers. Is that okay?
That's fine.
But unless you guys want to start with those.
Their ginger ale is hit or miss too. I'm very interested to see what you guys feel about their ginger ale.
I'm feeling very good about all this already.
Okay.
We're ending with root beer. Is that what you
said? Yeah, let's end with root beer and cream sodas. Don, your pick out of these.
I want you guys to start out with Puma. I want you guys to start out with the Puma Cola. I think it's a great way to start.
Great.
Let's do it.
I don't even want to tell you what's going on with it,
too. I can do these.
Okay. Great.
I'll help out if you need.
All right. Here we go.
What we do on Fizzy Boys is we take the bottle and
hold it up to the mic.
When we pour it out, when you pour it, we listen for the fizz.
I'll get some fizz for
no
you.
No reason.
So crucial especially when we have listeners.
That sounds purple.
Nice.
Yeah, bro.
You just dumped a lot into that one.
That's a lot.
What are we going to do though? There's three of us. I mean, you know.
You're right. I'm sorry.
There's no reason. Josh, I'm going to give you the bottle on this one.
Oh. Yeah, we'll sometimes do this to preserve glasses.
Oh, no, you just picked up the blueberry. That's why we're starting with blueberry.
Oh, no, we're not. No, we're not. Let's put that to the side. I want to start with Puma Cola.
Like blueberry?
Here you go.
Okay.
That's purple. It smells fucking great, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let me see.
It's good, though. People, you're supposed to let the blueberry air out.
Oh, that's true. You want to let it breathe. Oh, these are twist off. Turns
out. Oh, well,
sorry.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Puma Cola. It's got a menacing Puma on it.
Yeah.
I will say.
Don has a raging erection right now.
It's ripping through my new jeans.
The table just tipped. There is a lot of listeners. We're very fortunate. They send us a lot of stuff from around the country, around the world even. And that's great. But sometimes this is what we fear, especially with regional stuff, that it maybe arrives flat, or maybe especially if it's from a mail order thing, that maybe it's like the case was. We were worried about that with the Sprecher's root beer. Like, was that case sitting in a warehouse somewhere?
Yeah,
it kind of had a musty, dusty taste to it.
Yeah.
But
we have since had Sprecher's root beer again, and it had a funk to it.
And I'll tell you, I have had my favorite cream, and it's been a little funky. So.
Oh. That's good to know.
So it might be, I think, because I feel, Sprecher's is also, they make beer.
Right.
So I feel like they kind of have it down now of what to, like how they're releasing their shit. But maybe in the past, their quality
control game was a little off.
Maybe.
All right. So I feel smelling this, I feel regretful that we didn't include this in our boutique soda shootout we had a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And what won that one that was so good? Was it called like
Pop Shop?
All right, let's try this Puma though.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you because there's an extra little thing to this that I want you guys to realize.
God damn it. I think that extra little thing is Sprecher's, right?
This is the thing. It's a dash of vanilla that they throw in this.
But you know what?
You don't taste the vanilla.
That's it.
And I'm telling you, it's the fucking honey.
Yeah.
Sweetened with that.
So they're all sweetened with the honey.
Yeah, they should be. I mean,
that's it. That's something that we did not.
How many grams of sugar on this bad boy?
Point out on the strawberry one, but I did check it after Don said that, and it is sweetened with honey. It's all raw honey.
Mm-hmm. Raw Wisconsin honey.
I mean, raw Wisconsin
honey. It's locale.
It is low-cal. How much sugar is in this? Does it say?
27 grams per 8 ounces. So there's, if you rock the whole bottle, that's 54 grams of sugar.
Okay, but that's less than, that's about, okay.
That's almost more,
It feels very sweet to me. But this is good. I feel like if this was in our cola shootout, we would have, I don't think it would have been my favorite, but it would have been high up there.
And there was one that we had that had very, sorry to do like a you had to be there story about the one of them that was very vanilla heavy. Okay. And it tasted almost more like a cream soda, where we, to the point that we said like, this would not qualify as cola.
This is good.
Would.
That's what I'm saying. Absolutely. That's why I love it so much, is it's that little hint of vanilla. And I think all of their sodas are going to be on the and I don't love sweet sodas, but all their sodas are going to be on the sweet side because of that honey. Mm-hmm. And it'll give it that extra depth. Like, it'll coat your tongue more because of that honey. So it'll feel like a little bit more.
Let me ask you this, so Don.
Maybe it. That could even be a little bit of the earthy. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the dusty thing that we thought was like, is this warehouse taste? Could that just.
No. I think we'll know. When we get to that root beer.
I think musty's musty.
Fingers crossed the root beer is going to like it surprise us and be great.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Don, though.
Yeah.
This is a 16-ounce bottle. This is sweet. When in your real life would you ever have one of these, and are you drinking the whole bottle?
That is a great question. I'm to go backwards. No, I'm never drinking the whole bottle.
Okay.
I'm probably going to share these.
Okay.
Well, I would love to share it with.
That's nice.
Ideally, I think this is perfect for three people to drink. I think these bottles are great.
But
to
if you
split.
Only had one of these bottles, you were like,
I put it in the fridge.
Okay.
I'm going to probably drink it over 2 days.
Okay.
I don't mind the loss of fizz because I like the taste personally, but if you want that fizz, it'll probably dissipate and you probably will have it'll be more syrupy that second day.
Yeah.
But I used to be able to. I don't think I could take one of these down in a day.
I don't think you could. Like, no. I feel like, but that's interesting though. Like a regular Coca-Cola though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You could put away.
Definitely.
And it's probably a similar amount of sugar.
Yeah, but it's lighter.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Well,
it's weird.
I really do think it's that some of the natural ingredients and some of the and the honey weighs it down.
Mm.
I really do. I think it's like it makes it more concentrated. So I think the carbonation of Coke or Pepsi, specifically Coke, is like heavy. There's heavy carbonation in that, but this is not. This is brewed.
Yeah,
you know. So anything that's brewed, you're gonna have like tinier bubbles. It's going to feel a little bit more on the syrupy side than the carbonated side, because this is natural.
Yeah.
Because they're adding, what are they? I'm just looking at it.
You can't escape the natural. Have any of you guys dated a hippie girl? It's kind of like that.
I'm going to just look at the specifically. Yeah.
The cola, I also want, I think Coke, we've talked a lot on this show about how sometimes in the blind taste test, it's those, like the national brands, the big brands that will stand up because they're so engineered, that there's so much R&D that goes into it. In the same way that supposedly the deal with the Pepsi challenge, right, is that Pepsi wins on the initial test, but that Coke has the
staying power.
That
makes
drinkability.
Sense. They have drinkability. They have likability of their advertising.
Sure.
That's true. It feels more nostalgic.
Yeah.
Then Pepsi feels a little bit more
new age. Yeah.
You know, so it feels a little bit more like pop music, whereas like classic rock is that Coke.
They're not going to make you listen. They're going to, but it's like all about getting you to drink as much of it as you could possibly put away.
But it does seem way more drinkable than Pepsi to me, Coca-Cola.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's get to this next one, yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Have Fizzy Boys ever done a flat sodas day? Like, have you done a day after?
Oh, that's so interesting.
You guys should do
that. That's such a great idea. Because then you really get to taste this. Well, it'll really defeat the purpose in our name.
Fizzy Boys. That's why I think you guys need to take it on.
Yeah, it'll be our opposite day, our April Fools.
Yeah, your bizarro.
Okay, the blueberry. Does this smell like blueberries?
From a distance,
I mean, it's going to have real blueberry. It should have real. Does it have real blueberry juice in it? It should.
I guess it does have a blueberry.
Is it on?
It's definitely.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it even says specifically reminiscent of fresh blueberry pie, which is what I also remember about the strawberry. I feel like it tasted cooked, which I kind of like.
Yeah, it's because
it's strawberry about
yeah,
the
blueberry
smell
juice
this.
From concentrate.
Is that crazy?
I think it's just berry.
Berry.
It has that like generic berry flavor. I'm getting blueberry from it, but you're right. It's more like berry candy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Whoa, this is interesting. Mm. I'm not totally mad at this I thought it was going to be so sweet.
Yeah.
The afterburn on this is actually not too sweet.
Yeah, you really get the actual blueberry flavor.
At the end,
with like
there.
A kiss of fizz.
Ooh, the kiss of fizz.
Mm.
The Don Finelli story.
You know what? This is one of the better ones
of the berries?
Yeah, like
the fruity ones.
Of the fruity ones. Because I forgot. I mean, I've had this before. The two I haven't had that are in front of me are the orange and the grape.
I think we should go grape next.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I don't think I can take too much more of this down. But I feel like this is more of a sharing soda.
Yeah, where would you...
This you could... I've split with four or five people,
yeah,
I feel like.
Because this the Puma you can do... Probably just you and a bud.
Yeah.
Or just do it for yourself. This, I don't know if you could take a whole thing of blueberries soda down.
If you're a listener that like gets a six pack of this every week and has like one with dinner, there's something wrong with you.
You might be you might be in trouble. I mean, you haven't definitely not seen a doctor.
Oh no.
In a while.
No, no. You fear doctors.
What do you guys think of the blueberry, though?
It's not bad. It's surprisingly like...
It's better than you think, right?
Absolutely.
It is.
Ooh, now this grape, the twist-off was a very easy twist-off. I did hear like a little... But
okay.
I'm a little worried that this might be like flat.
Okay.
Do you think someone put
and or tampered with?
Yeah.
The other thing is you can... What I've heard about Galco's is you can rely on them.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to give you shitty sodas. They might test that stuff out and be pretty...
I wouldn't be surprised because it seems like they're moving units over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
This has... Wait, I can't wait for you guys to get your nose on this.
I'm going to smell it real quick.
I like this. I like
that. Wow.
Well, it smells like a grape lollipop.
But it also smells a little bit like grape wine to me,
You know why? Because it's Concord grape. It's
like
specific.
Mama Mia,
you guys ever
have
like Manischewitz kosher wine?
Yeah.
It kind of smells like
that.
It does,
you're right. But it has Concord grape in it.
Yeah, it smells like real grapes. It smells like real grapes.
That's intense. That's real intense.
Again.
Whoa.
It doesn't feel that fizzy. I wonder if this would have been fizzier.
Yeah, this is a little flat.
This has got, and it's got a little bit of the dust. A little of the Shrekker's basement.
Yeah.
A little bit, but it's fucking good. I used to love grape soda.
Yeah.
I had a grape soda day. You know, in my life. And
do you mind if I look at the ingredients real quick? Because this definitely has...
It almost feels a little fermented, sort of, or something. Or maybe that's just a Concord grape.
You know, a lot of these fruit ones have this yucca extract in it.
I saw that, yeah.
It's Qualila? Qualia?
Like a yucca? Is that like...
I saw that in the...
What is yucca plant?
It's like a... what is it? It's a kind of long.
It's on. Yeah,
I was thinking plantains, but it's not plantains.
No.
It's like a stalk.
Root, right?
It's a stalk? Root. Yeah. That's
you can get like yucca fries, right?
Mm-hmm. You could get yucca powder too. Like you'll see that as like a not quite powder, but it's like you get as like a little side, so crumbled up.
Ooh. Fire brewed, it said too. They're cooking these fucking fruits, guys.
They are absolutely, and that's the difference because these all do taste like desserts.
Yeah.
It's a great way to put it, man. This is a dessert soda. That's why I think the shareability's high.
Should we go?
You don't need a whole pie by yourself.
Only on the best days. We need slices
of soda.
Oh, the strawberry's not a twist. Or maybe it is, but... Oh, there we go.
That is new.
Smoking. That was fresh, that one.
Man, these are... I will say that the... Oh, not the color I would have expected on the strawberry.
Yes,
I
remember that.
The smells on these feel like legit smells. Like they're not
making a face right now.
They're not that chemically.
No, they're not chemically, and that's the interesting thing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Now let it just... The first smell is like it's bad.
It's like rotten strawberries.
It smells like rotten strawberries, but I think it's just because it's cooked.
Exactly.
I don't know.
You know,
this is tricky.
If you like candy, and you like specifically like those kind of lollipop that you get at your fucking
lollipops?
The old barber shop,
yeah,
or ring pops.
Okay,
this tastes like it's real strawberry juice, but it tastes like fake.
This tastes
candy.
Like one of those candies. Now, bear with me for a second. You unwrap it. It's already like sticking to the wrapper, but it's a hard candy.
you get it in your mouth and you're just kind of sucking on this thing you think is a hard candy, and then it turns out it's got a weird, like, kind of gel center that you weren't expecting. Do you know what I'm talking about? This would be like that, but it's like a hard. It's some. I don't,
the smell of this one ruins it for me.
I think this one takes a back seat somewhere.
This was our kind of. This is the one that I did the same thing because you're really, you know, what you're. You start with your nose here,
yeah,
and it does. It tastes like it smells like rotten strawberries.
Yeah,
yeah.
It smells like doesn't smell like old strawberries. It smells like strawberries that you left out, and you left them out for a couple days, and then you put them in the fridge. They got cold, and this is the smell of them.
The taste is growing on me.
This is the thing. The taste. It tastes like fucking. If you want a strawberry flavor, this tastes like strawberries.
Tastes like real strawberries.
I wonder if they threw some vanilla in this, or they threw just another quick thing. If it was like a. Strawberries and cream kind of soda.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They might.
It could be a little, or maybe it's just that honey.
Do we go to Orange Dream next?
Strawberry juice concentrate, natural flavors, raw Wisconsin honey.
It could be that honey, that
citric acid, the yucca extract.
What is their hang up with this yucca extract?
No, they're proprietary.
Look this shit up. What does it do?
Can we get some? How much does it cost?
You guys
can we get
doing?
I wonder if it's just like a preservative that
yeah,
we don't
that's
know
all
about.
It is. It's like, oh yeah, it's in most tires.
Okay, Orange Dream, which I'm guessing is like an orange cream,
that's
right?
That's fingers crossed on that.
Interesting.
I love an orange cream soda.
I wonder if they make. Do they make just a regular orange?
I don't think so.
Not that I. Let me. Yeah, I'm gonna.
This is orange, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Like your blueberries is kind of like dark, and then your strawberries is kind of this weird light. But this is orange.
Yeah, the strawberry one's almost. Woo! Brown.
This smells like a fucking creamsicle.
Yeah.
At the boardwalk.
Absolutely.
Mama mia. Oh yeah.
Not a fan.
Oh.
My first one was like I didn't get the I'm gonna take another sip.
There's like the like if it was a pixie stick, there was the dust of it is in the aftertaste.
Ooh,
for
you're
me.
So right.
Yes, that's it. Mm.
There I gotta say I like this though. The bubbles hit you first.
And the bubbles are great.
That's true.
One.
That's what tastes. It maybe takes the cream out of the equation a little bit.
You're absolutely right.
The cream's in the afterburn a little bit.
Cream's in the afterburn, not in the front burn.
Yeah. Mm. This one's growing on me, but it seems the most chemically of all of them so far, which I don't like.
It is the most chemically, but this is the one out of all these, minus the Puma Cola. I could probably take that all by myself. I could probably do one of these by myself.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's not
heavy.
Right.
Not much.
Does this have the honey?
Not
in
much
it?
Body in it, you know?
It has to. I mean, they all have the honey, but this is the one that doesn't taste as honey or syrupy or heavy.
Yeah.
This is grown
heavy.
On me.
Heavy is the word. Yeah.
This is grown on me.
And this has an ingredient called vanillin.
Yeah, it does.
V-A-N-I-L-L-I-N, which I presume must be like a vanilla extract, right? Yeah. It's fucking good.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I'm liking it now. You know what it is?
This gave all of us, well, not Josh, but Don and I, it was a bad first impression for sure.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. Maybe straight out of the bottle, it was even better.
And
just
for me,
it was really like bubbles first.
You know, that might be the thing with Sprecher's, which is like, I think it turns people off maybe right at first because it's just a different soda because of the honey, because of all the stuff. But you give it a little bit of time, you could take it down. I mean, they're not as bad. You're not like, oh, this is fucking gross. Like, they did a good job hitting the flavors, at least.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
The
flavors are there.
The strawberry one is the only one that I think could be off-putting.
Totally. Right? Totally.
I think all the rest of these, if you bought the grape soda, or even
the smell of the strawberry.
We both reacted at the same time to it.
It's just weird.
It's weird.
They didn't hit the mark on that strawberry.
I think it's like candy. If you like candy strawberry stuff, you might like it. You might like it.
I love strawberries.
I love real strawberries.
Yeah.
No, this
everybody
is not
loves
like
real strawberries unless you're allergic to them.
Mm. Are you guys getting the sugar shock right now, or is it just me?
Yeah. I started getting it on the blueberry one, I think.
Yeah, I hit it on. I hit it on the like my second sip.
Or grape.
What are your physical symptoms?
My head feels like I'm about to do what Cyclops can do.
Mm.
You know?
That's a So it does say on these bottles, enjoy in moderation, which they probably just kept on there from the beer.
Stop it. But where does it say that?
Right really next to the UPC on every single bottle. I just saw it on this one because the label's lighter in color. Yeah. Enjoy in moderation.
That's not an oversight from the beer stuff, I don't think.
I think they would know that.
A
little wink, right? But
wow. Okay, what's next?
I've drank the most of this orange. Yeah. Minus the Puma. I took the whole fucking Puma down, but this orange, I liked it more than I thought.
This orange. Nice. Oh, boy.
Hello. It's very good. I'm totally into that.
Where are we next? Okay, now we're getting into the shit that I'm really interested in.
Here's a real question.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let's do ginger ale before we get to...
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I think it's good to do ginger ale right now. And maybe we should have done the cherry cola a little
We should
earlier.
Have done the cherry... Because Actually, now should we're we going do cherry cola, then ginger ale?
Yeah, I think okay. so. I think we get the heavy flavored ones Agreed. Out of the way.
Sure.
Then I might take another sip of orange just to lead me into the ginger
ale. We should have done the cherry cola after Puma Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we fucked up.
Hey, we all make. Hey, life is a full bunch of mistakes.
Yeah,
you life said is it. Full of cherries, and you make cherry cola.
Mm. Mm. Oh, you're speaking truths.
It's only from the sugar. There's no way I would have fucking said that.
Saying that you can shoot an optical blast out of your face is exactly what it is. It's all behind the eyes.
This is some real like maraschino cherry.
Whoa! Oh, it's like very. Help me out here.
Shirley Temple.
Roy Rogers.
So it smells like a Roy Rogers. Not the chicken place.
Smells most like fried chicken and bathroom cleanser. A nice head on this one. This might be the fuzziest of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Rogers, those are like the chicken place you see like in like...
On the
like,
highway.
Yeah, in like the Northeast,
They see all
right?
over New Jersey yeah, and then they it. Slowly like on the
turnpike.
Now they're only on the turnpike.
Yeah.
Exclusively on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Exclusive.
What are you guys feeling about this?
Nowhere near as much cherry as I thought there would be from smelling it.
There's literally...
It doesn't feel like too aggressive
great
to me.
There's actually cherry juice on here.
They're not going to fuck around. They're going to give you the real stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're putting the
yeah,
real
why
stuff
are you
in.
Acting surprised, Josh?
I just thought it was going to be, why the fuck am I... So much sugar in my brain, I'm blanking out on like on the red juice that goes inside a Shirley
Grenadine.
Grenadine. Yep. Bing bong. Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
that's the one.
I have a question. Do you think it's because we're so used to having artificial juices, that artificial flavor in our sodas, that when we have the real flavor, it's almost... There's a reason why we're having the artificial shit, because it's... too overpowering or it's fucking with your brain a little bit. I don't know the answer.
That's interesting. Like, because we're not supposed to be drinking strawberries, maybe like liquefied sugar strawberries. Like maybe you are supposed to only bake them into cobblers and such.
I just don't know if like the actual, it's not supposed to be liquid. It's supposed to be encrusted with some pastry.
Yeah, exactly. That this is the ability to drink it that fast. And have it all over your tongue like that is not where it should be.
I'm indifferent about this cherry cola. I definitely don't mind it at all. I mean, I think compared to... I could take it down.
I'd like to throw it into a shootout with other cherry colas because to get some perspective on it, but it seems fine.
It seems fine. Yeah. I'm still... My favorite's still probably going to be that Puma, but...
Look at you and your orange cream, though. I mean,
I'm taking
thought?
This down just to lead myself up to ginger ale as an excuse.
Let's get at the ginger ale.
The cherry cola finally tipped me into the burp zone.
Yep, there we go. That was fizzy.
That was. I think I'm 100% confident in my ability to identify a Sprecher soda in any shootout.
Really?
Absolutely. I do still think there is a weird mustiness to the end of all of these.
All right, let's get to these ones, because I feel like this is where it's going to be.
And because
I'm very much enjoying the shootout. I do want
to
say
it
that.
Has to be because of the honey, because that's the common.
Yeah,
there just might be a Wisconsin honey aftertaste.
What about it? What if it's that yucca though?
It could be that yucca.
Fuck.
It could be that yucca.
Hey, speaking of that, have you been to a different podcast?
No.
But. Yucca or yuca in Los Feliz?
No.
Oh, bro.
You got to go get the Cochinita.
Oh, I have.
Deal.
What Hyperion? The fuck am I talking about? Yes.
Right across from the Albertsons.
It's right across from the Albertsons. Yeah, I had I had their burrito there about 2 weeks ago.
Get that carne asada burrito.
It was, I almost started crying.
Oh,
it was
no.
that good.
Sorry.
I get the Cochinita.
This
good
is
deal.
A universally disliked soda.
Jesus.
Is there ginger ale? Did you smell it?
I took a smell and wow.
It's crystal clear. It looks like
what
ginger.
What is this?
Beer?
You're not going to.
This one,
Josh,
smells
it smells like the must.
It smells like the must. It smells like Dottie Bensley's basement.
This
who
smells
I used
like
to do yard work for.
This smells like Lysol. This smells like a cleaner.
Mm-hmm. It's bad. It's not that good.
Or ammonia or something.
Cop. This is heinous. This tastes like drinking aftershave. You want to go back to the barbershop, take one lollipop.
Yeah.
That'll taste like the strawberry soda.
Give them this.
And then drink the Barbasol out of the jar or whatever.
They can like, put the combs the in this.
This is one of the worst. This is definitely the worst ginger ale I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah. Hands down.
This stands alone as the grossest ginger ale
I fucking love Sprecher's. They got to take this off the menu.
They got to get it out.
What are they thinking?
There's no real... There can't be real ginger in this.
First of all, the first word... So they have these little... We haven't even been reading the labels.
Yeah, the labels are fantastic.
But this is the first one... You know, like on a menu when something will out of nowhere just say delicious next to it, right?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
The club sandwich, delicious. Like, you know, like that means there's something weird about it that... This is the first one that says enjoy as the first word. It's like, enjoy this spicy sweet soda straight from the bottle over ice or mixed with your favorite fruit juice. I'm not trying to ruin juice for a delicious blend of fruit and spice. Not going to happen.
This is horrible. If we have any listeners out there drinking this.
Yeah.
You're a serial killer. Leave us alone.
Never talk.
Please. We're we love
sorry.
You.
Yeah.
Spare us.
Well, the thing is, there's so many better ginger ales out there. And they just got to step it up. And I just don't know what that like.
Get out of the game. I don't even think it's a step up situation. It's get out of this game.
You know what this fucking tastes like? It's cleaner and it's an ashtray. It smells like menthol cigarette ashes.
Oh, gross.
Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
All right.
Sprecher's. All right. So I say we do. Well, wait. Your favorite is the cream?
Out of all these. Yeah. I mean, my favorite Sprecher's is the.
So do we end on the cream?
We got to end on the cream.
Okay, so let's. I'm saying we go
local root beer.
Local, local, and then root beer, and then cream.
Yeah, great. Let's do that.
Hit me with that local.
Okay. What's making it local, and how local?
I like the going from this ginger ale to the local, because now we're dialing it back up.
You're right. Absolutely. Yep. Going from Hell's Basement to.
That was a good height of a burp right there.
Thank you so much.
That almost was like you were
100 episodes, baby. Got a lot of miles in this chair.
I can't wait to take a picture of this.
It's got a
table.
Nice.
How many calories in that?
Okay. We've got 25 calories per 8 ounces.
What? Yeah.
What's the regular root beer?
120.
Yeah. This is 25 calories.
Wait. 120 per 8 ounces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so it's 25.
This is 130. The Puma Cola is 130.
Okay. Sugar, are you ready for this? He's sitting down?
No.
Can I guess?
Please.
6.
4 grams.
What? Wow. And you lowballed it on 6. This is, yeah, the regular is 26 grams of sugar per 8 ounces.
Here, I'm going to read the ingredients on this one. And Josh, just keep your eyes on the regular root beer ingredients.
Okay.
And so let me know afterwards what the differences are. Carbonated water, glucose syrup, natural and artificial flavors, maltodextrin, raw honey, sodium...
Benzoate?
No, gluconate. Oh, gluconate. Mm-hmm. Sodium saccharin, vanilla in, phosphoric acid, sodium benzoate, yucca extract, vanilla, and caramel color.
Yeah, so they have more like preservatives. They're probably more. This is fake sugar in here.
Yeah, the fake sugar
was the saccharin,
saccharin,
right?
Saccharin.
Yeah. Other than that, it's basically the same things and in slightly different
order. It smells so different good.
Ratios. It smells really good.
Right?
Yeah.
It smells like if you didn't. I don't know, I'm going to taste this thing.
Yeah, it already has like.
This is so interesting.
It could be a lot worse.
It could, but it has that diet root beer. I don't know. Did your parents ever get diet root beer growing up? And when you taste it, you're like, this isn't even close to regular root beer.
Yeah, because regular root beer is like the king of sweet sodas.
This basically tastes like carbonated water, and then someone just trinkled a piss in of little root beer extract.
Yeah. The saccharin aftertaste or something is not good for me.
No. This is kind of like...
Wow, we're going to love...
This is going from... We mentioned on the LaCroix episode, the orange LaCroix. If you were trying to break a soda addiction, you could get into that because it tastes like an orange soda, but it's seltzer water. Like, yeah. You would have like a... You'd have like... You probably, I don't know, go into convulsions the first time you drank it because you'd be like, this is not fucking orange soda. But there's enough of a hint there. That I think it works, where that's that I kind of get that from this, where it's like someone flavored seltzer water with root beer stuff.
Yeah, like you can wean yourself off of regular root beer by taking this. That's why I was like, sure. It could be so, I think it just, I personally think it could be so much worse.
Yeah.
it's not, I can drink this. I would never drink this again. But I, if you're like, you got to drink this here, I'll be like, fuck, okay. I wouldn't be like, absolutely not.
Right. That's I think they should just go ahead and double the actual sugar in it. Because of what you're in it. 50 calories? That's really, that's child's play.
Yeah. For me, no, it's like, I what disagree. Are we doing? That's going to add more saccharin or something. I don't like that
I'm
idea.
Just saying, like, what are we doing? I mean, just don't drink that much soda then.
You're right.
Just share it with some people. Have a little glass instead of drinking a whole bottle of low-cal.
And if you're one of these companies, look at everything they make here. Yeah. They needed to make this? It's was there a demand? Let's get into this root beer because there's a hint on this root beer of what I didn't like, I think, in my brain.
Yeah.
And so I'm so curious how this tastes.
Do you want to talk about it before or you didn't? Or
no,
after?
It was. Yeah, let's get into this root beer.
I've been enjoying using this Orange Dream as a palate cleanser per your recommendation.
That's what I've been doing, man.
It's just very nice.
It really resets everything. Mm-hmm.
Makes it all right.
I didn't think I'd like this orange as much as I did. Because those first three sips were, you know.
Heavy. I mean, it's a serious thing. The root beer here, nice head on that root beer.
There is beautiful head on this.
Okay, the smell is a little off to me. The smell.
Well, yeasty.
That's what it is. It's yeasty, man.
Yes. Yep.
These are brewed, right? These are brewed sodas. We have to realize that these are not injected with carbonation.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Am I wrong on this? No.
No, there's carbonated water, okay. But there is a is a cooking process, right?
The kettle. Yeah, there's a cooking process. I'm a fire brewed
spread.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
And I always thought that the crow was the logo on everything. Please. You're being too hard on yourself. You're doing a great. That's just the sugar talking.
It's just the sugar, guys.
Wow. You don't mean that.
It's just the sugar.
Okay.
Especially with our ginger ale drinking listener on the loose. You don't want to be talking about it. Give anybody a reason to come at you.
Nowhere near as bad as my memory. Yet, I think it is the honey I don't like.
Dang.
I'm just not a fan.
It just doesn't do... This does not nail classic root beer to me.
Because you've had good root beer. Oh, you've had that classic...
Excellent root beer.
But this is one of their flagship sodas. Am I right?
This is their flagship soda.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't get it. This is what the diet people brew. Are so... Exactly. People are such big fans of this.
This is heavy on like the beer and less on the root, if that makes sense.
That's interesting.
Because it has that yeasty kind of taste to it. This is feels a little bit more... Can I see the bottle?
Absolutely, of course. If I was quitting drinking...
Gas fire.
Oh, that could be fun.
So, Josh, we don't have a time machine. But if we did have a time machine, we took this bottle back with us, and we had this bottle with our other root beer, do you think that other bottle was something was extra funky about it, or do you think this is the same beast?
So hard to say.
It's really hard to say. Part of me thinks it might have been funky.
I'm going to kind of agree with you. However, I did get that similar thing. That's my point. I got it off of most of the sodas in this run, and I'm wondering if just coming off of the low-cal, if it's what's making me put it up on a higher pedestal than I would have the first time.
It's very likely. I know we cleansed with the orange, but I think it's probably because the low-cal was
disgusting.
Not great. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just if you're a soda connoisseur, you don't even need to be a fucking connoisseur. You probably had better root beers. That's unfortunately the fact.
We had one. Do you remember it was like Mud Dog or something like that?
Dog and Suds.
No.
Yes, I almost bought it for you today at Galco's because it was staring me in the face. No. It's so
was it a yellow label?
Oh, well, someone said it's that Tiger one.
No, because the one you're talking about, I know there is that Suds one. I'm fond of that. But someone sent us a root beer from Missouri.
Yes, and it had a tiger on.
Yes, it did?
I promise you.
They had that at Galco's?
No, I didn't see that one. It was the Dog and Suds one.
Best root beer I've ever had. Dog and Suds, good root beer, but not the best root beer.
Okay. I'm going to find this.
We need to get to our potential. I mean, maybe Don's shining star.
I love this one. This is my.
This is your go to.
Yeah, I totally understand with Sprecher's. I'm gonna always love them. They're so hit or miss with shit. I have no time. I have no problem just talking out loud and being like, I don't like this one. Mm-hmm. I think they really miss, especially the ginger ale. Is just But I just love this as a cream soda. It's not your typical cream soda.
Mm. Oh boy.
But I don't know, man. I just fucking love it.
Nice head there, too.
It's very beautiful.
Very golden in color.
This looks like beer.
Yeah. It does look a lot like a beer.
Maybe I'm drinking beer.
I love
maybe
beer.
That's why I like
this. One's got a great label on it. It's got a honeybee drinking cream soda.
Oh, yeah. He's having a great time. He's having four of them at once.
I feel like maybe this cup I poured into is musty or something. I'm not getting like the cream soda smell on this one.
I think all of their shit is musty. I think we can at least kind of go with yeah. I think all of their stuff, it has a little bit of must to it. Maybe it's just where they store their stuff. Or
yeah, maybe they're aging it. They're not telling us. Not much smell at all on this one.
You know what? I've drank so much fucking Sprecher's today. This doesn't taste the way I remember it. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, you have a little disappointment in your eyes with this one.
It is.
This one has a very nice finish. I think it might have the better finish than a lot of the other ones. It's very vanilla-y on the end, but that initial sip is not what I was expecting, but it might just be the 100 million grams of sugar we've all just
drank. Don, when you did this, when this seduced you.
Yeah.
Were you drinking other cream sodas?
Yeah. Well, we would only do one an episode.
One soda an episode.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh.
Sometimes we'd have multiple ones. Sometimes we'd go through a couple.
Because I don't know if this would win in a cream soda shootout.
This is carnage right now. If you look at this table, for instance.
Wow.
It's a dark place we've entered.
It's growing on me, though, actually.
Yes, it is.
I think we've had so much fucking different types of sodas, it might be affecting that because it doesn't taste the way I remember it.
Dreamy, right?
Well, too much orange dreamy. That's maybe the problem. It's out creamed you.
Maybe, dude. I'm gonna take this orange thing down real quick.
Here's, you know what's
that
interesting?
So good.
Cream soda. It's basically, I mean, that's like vanilla flavored soda, but it's kind of like, so essentially the flavor is sugar, right? So maybe it's really hard to. Oh God.
There
it's really hard to finish a 10 or too far, 10 soda flight with the one that's flavor is essentially like sugar plus some vanilla, right? That like maybe that's the hardest.
Yeah.
That like if we had started with it, it might have been like, it might still taste like kind of nothing at the end, but maybe initially would have
this
hit
us. Sounds like you guys are in like
a lot of
bad
excuses.
Relationship.
Yeah.
You're trying to
listen,
justify
she's
like
not
you
that
guys are
bad.
Both that's you guys bad. Are both like
you know what it's you know what's good to just good to have this. This is lighter than I thought it was compared to some of these other ones.
That's true.
And
boy. 29 grams of sugar.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna do the run through real quick. Sorry. Go ahead.
It's weird. I'm not like digging it. I'm not digging it. It was my favorite soda of some of the sodas we were comparing it to. And maybe it was just more of a running joke. Maybe this is the podcast where I come out and say, I'm just exposing myself.
I don't know. I don't think you write this off.
No.
There's something off about it, though. I've had a lot of these.
We're back in Sprecher's territory.
Yeah. I've had a lot of these. Off. There's something might be... I think just having the heavier, fruitier ones and then going to this... Even having our detour of the orange and the ginger ale, I don't know. It's like it's not as flavorful as I remember. That's what's going on in my head. I remember like if I'm having this by myself on a random day,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get a little bit more of a flavor to it.
Yes,
I'm not getting that much flavor from it. I'm not getting that much vanilla. I'm not getting that much. You know what I mean?
I think that's
it's not kicking me in the balls like another cream soda would.
No, it's sprinkling some sugar on your face.
Yeah. It's sprinkling confection sugar up your nose a little bit. Just a little dash.
Just a little.
Can I read the label of the orange? I'm going back to this orange. I mean, I might be cheating on cream here, but in your wildest dreams, cows roam the orange groves in search of a starry spot for sitting and sipping the succulent citrus soda fired brewed from natural orange flavors. Honey vanilla for a creamy, dreamy taste.
Ayo.
This is so good.
Yeah,
that's the best one I've read.
So I finally got into our voicemail account. I was having some trouble there just now. I had to go in a different way, and it's hard to tell which ones of these have been. Oh no, I think I got it. All right, guys, can we segue into some voicemails? Does that work for you guys?
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I apologize about that cream.
There's nothing
I just don't think
to apologize. It's not the,
it
that's
just
the
didn't
thing
step
too.
Up. It just didn't step up.
It's not the loser of this flight by any means.
We know who
no,
the
but
loser
it's
is.
It's batting. You know, It's on the
Will you smell my cup? It smells like the library.
Fool me once.
A library book. It smells like the inside of a library book.
Yeah, that's the point. That it does. That really fucking does.
Can I smell your cup?
Yeah, it smells
very specific.
I think Sprecher's got a must problem.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. This smells the same thing.
You guys got a mold problem down there.
Let me smell your bottle, though. What? Let me smell your bottle.
Can I take you guys on a sugar journey before we continue?
Sure, please.
Okay. I just arranged these bottles in order of least to sweetest of sugar content.
Least to
Low-cal
to yeast.
At the very end with 4 grams.
Sure.
Ginger ale, the gross, with 17 grams. Not worth it.
Hate you.
Okay. This is all per 8 ounces. Then we've got blueberry and strawberry tied at 21-er.
Okay.
Orange dream at 22.
Right in the middle. That's fun.
Root beer at 26. Then, interestingly, cherry cola and the Puma cola, which is still purple in my memory because you poured the blueberry one and fooled us, same at 27 grams. Cream soda, second place with 29 grams.
Wow.
Grape soda.
Just that doesn't surprise me.
Grape soda just
the
banging.
Grape ape at the top with 33
Love
grams.
It.
Wow.
66 in the bottle.
Woo!
Wow.
That's
delicious.
I'm horny.
I wonder how many grams we've got barreling through our system. All right, let's check out this voicemail, gang.
Just rubbing my face. Gacked out on his Sprecher's.
Take some pictures.
Please do. Fizzy Easy Root Beer.
Hey, Roro. Hey, JoJo. This is Sam in San Diego. I wanted to call to talk to you guys about a beer that I had when I was visiting Japan at an Indian restaurant, and it's a beer from Nepal called Nepal Ice. And basically, I had this beer there, and I really, really loved it, and I kind of have been searching for it ever since, but I've never been able to find it anywhere. I went online recently, and I started looking at some reviews of it that some like beer snobs have written. And they were not positive reviews. And my question is, should I even try to find this beer, or should I just let it always remain in my mind as this beer that I had years ago that I can never find again, but will always remain in my heart as one of my favorite beers I've ever had? Or should I hunt it out and find out if it truly is one of the best beers ever? So, if you think I should go with option D, then if you have any idea how I can get some Nepal Ice, let me know. And if you guys can get some for yourselves, I highly recommend it. And the other thing is I just finished listening to the Craft Cola episode, and you did ask listeners for updates regarding any shootouts that they had requested. And I do have one that we, my dad and I, had sent in some money for the Bloody Mary shootout.
Oh.
But we did accidentally send it through the Totally Lame website instead of the PayPal.
Oh,
and we emailed you to clarify, but because of that, it might have slipped through the cracks. So I don't know if that's still going to work, but I'd love to hear that Bloody Mary shootout. So hopefully that's in the pipeline. Otherwise, I love the show. Keep it up. Can't wait to hear Brian. And, go fuck yourselves.
Sam,
wow, what a nice guy until the end.
Yeah. That is our catchphrase.
That is our catchphrase.
Yeah, I know.
Just real quick.
Please.
Bloody Mary's coming.
We have the ingredients. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Bloody Mary's coming. What an amazing question, though. And kind of appropriate that you're here, Don, because you were just kind of asking yourself, I feel like maybe going through this struggle of like, shit, was this cream soda what I had in my mind? Is that better?
Yep.
What does Sam do?
Should have left that one magical night, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in my head, I was just like, I think he might have just had Natty Ice, but
misread like, the label, like, you know, low-cal.
Yeah, right. I think you let it go.
I think
you keep it in memory. I really do because, you know, I would say I'm always for like, go on the journey. Like, even if it's not as good as you remember it, fuck it, man. Like it's the journey, but I feel like it might not be worth it. I feel like it depends on where he was, what kind of memory it was. You know, just maybe it just want to leave it alone. You know what I mean? I feel, yeah, but it's just such a great question. My gut is like, I think it's because I'm greatly affected by my by the Sprecher's cream, and I'm coming from you and just being like, you know what, man, it's gonna let you down.
Sprecher's can cut like a knife.
It cut like a knife, man. It can maybe let you down. No, what? Fuck it. I'm going straight up. Go for it. I'm changing my mind.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. Josh, what do you think?
I can't let this affect me too much.
I mean, then in that case, if we have any Sherpas listening to the show, please send us. You can email us at totallybeverages@gmail.com and we'll hook Sam up with some Nepali ice. I really love the poetic idea of letting that one go. My only thing is, if you're only resisting getting it because of beer snobs, then go get that beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If you're more worried about ruining the memory, fuck.
But how could it be bad? It's like, if you have this memory of this great thing, it can't be terrible when you get... You're going to be so excited that you find it. My advice is, you can kind of like just wait to see if it finds you at some point on your journey.
Oh,
because how exciting is that going to be?
That's
true. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like,
you're
would be
at
like
base camp, day of hiking in your past.
You're seeing
oxygen tank is out.
Let it. It's got to be meant to be.
It's got to be meant to be. And like then there's no way it's going to let you down if that happens. That's my advice.
And maybe don't put in a flight with 10 other ice beers.
All right, let's go to the next.
The soda's tasting a little better now that I haven't drank it in a while. My Bavarian cream.
Oh, this taste bud's cool.
Yep, they cooled down.
Hey, guys. This is Masha, a.k.a. The Genetic Scout. I wanted to call and tell you guys that I know you guys have been on and off of the caffeine train, and I'm now just over 30 days without having any caffeine, which was really tough at first. But since I've been trying to create a streak as long as possible, that makes it easier to not go back even when I want some. So the thing I had been drinking was Coke Zero, and you had asked me, because I called in and mentioned a generic Coke Zero, and you were like, what kind of generic Coke Zeros are there? And it's from Kroger. It's called Cola O, like Cola and an O-H exclamation mark, and it tastes fine to me, but then I don't know what the regular kind really tastes like. But yeah, I haven't had it in 30 days, or I think at this point it's even been like 35. So woohoo, it is possible, although sometimes a little bit tough. And the other thing I wanted to say about that is that I've been looking into writing freelance a little bit, and apparently so many people are giving up these caffeinated beverages that one of the websites I was looking at was saying, you know, please don't submit to us stories about how you've given up Diet Coke, because we have had so many of those stories pitched to us recently. So I guess lots of us are on board this no caffeine train or whatever. All right. Love you guys. Go fuck yourself.
That's interesting. If that would be on an FAQ of a website, please.
That means they should have a whole sister website that is just solely dedicated to these articles about people giving up Diet Coke. Wow. The Chronicles.
So interesting.
Fascinating, really. She didn't say how it's been going, though, really, with the no caffeine. I think pretty well, if she's sticking with it,
and
right?
And she's kind of losing count of the days. That
sure.
Like
I think weaning
sign.
Yourself off of anything that you're kind of, your body's going to get somewhat addicted to, mm-hmm. it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
She said she's feeling better, I think, right? Or did she not?
I thought that's what was said at the top. Maybe just her attitude about it. That's,
she had some spunk and seemed like she had energy without the caffeine.
Yeah, that's important.
Also love the Kroger generic name. That is great. How stronger. Do they get away with that stuff? O with the O-H? Oh!
Oh! Yeah. That's great. That's right there with Dr.
Cola. Cola. Oh! That's great. The Coca-Cola people are like, fucking let them do their thing.
Just
let them Krogers. This is the last segment of the show. Don, you've been a fantastic guest.
Oh, thank you so much for doing this.
This is amazing.
Thank you for having me, man.
Let's get to it. This is one of my favorite parts of the show.
Wait a second. This is the penultimate.
Yeah.
You're here for the second to last segment of...
I mean, no, this is the last...
The last segment.
It is kind of the last segment of this.
This is heavy.
Wow.
This segment is called Brian's question. So when we started the show, my brother-in-law Brian sent us 100 beverage-related questions and a few hot sauce questions, which we'll get to that someday, sometime.
Psych.
This is number 100 of those questions. Wow. Let's see what he did. And listeners, join us next week for none other than
Brian.
So here we go. Who the hell tried wheatgrass for the first time? Why do I feel so much better when I force this miracle elixir down my throat? Do I need a double shot? Wow. Well played, Brian.
Well, so three great questions.
You really crammed them in the last one.
So we clearly know how Brian feels like this. He says miracle elixir.
That's true.
I've never done wheatgrass. Mm-hmm. What about you, Don?
I have.
Yeah. What are your feelings?
I don't know if it's more psychosomatic because I know what it's supposed to do, but it does give you that shot of kind of energy.
Really?
Yeah, it does give you a little bit of a kick in the pants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know specifically what the fuck it's doing,
mm-hmm.
but I will look it up.
And why it is usually like a smaller amount, like it is
like
a shot.
Yeah, give you a shot glass of it because they usually have it in like health food stores, and it's like living in front of it. It just looks like there's a square of a blade of grass hanging out,
okay,
like on a juice bar.
Yeah,
and you're like, what the fuck?
And they cut it and then grind it up.
They cut it in front of you, and then
they cut it in front of you.
Yeah, they're supposed to. Yeah, because they're supposed to have this big thing, and they like cut it out, and they get it in pallets. They get in these like little pallets of grass.
Oh, so it's like growing in the store? Because yes. That would be cool.
It is.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. It's in this like little square, and a lot of places like have it on the counter right in front of them.
I don't like I don't like that. The people sneezing on it, touching it, little toddlers touching it.
The toddlers have to be large toddlers to jump at that, unless they're
you're being held,
they're
right?
They're being held right there. Yeah.
But the sneezing alone.
Yeah.
There's bugs in it.
Oh, God. What do you think, Josh?
I don't know if I've had it.
We got to do it.
We should. I mean, I've definitely done a couple of like health shots at places, and I have to assume wheatgrass was involved, but I never have just done the wheatgrass shot. There's something about it. I think it's like $4.
It's so yeah, little. It's expensive.
I don't know why that bothers me, but like whatever other things you'll spend money on, it's fucking fine.
What was the last question?
Well, I'm actually curious about the first part, which is who the hell did it.
Do
like, I wonder
know?
Where. Yeah, please.
So thanks, Wikipedia. I mean, it says it can be traced back over 5,000 years to ancient Egypt, but the more interesting thing is the consumption of wheatgrass in the Western world began in the 1930s as a result of experiments conducted by a man named Charles Schnabel in his attempts to popularize the plant. By 1940, cans of Schnabel's powdered grass were on sale in major drugstores throughout the United States and Canada. Mm. Now, I had to go check that because I was just looking at wheatgrass.com, which is a website. God knows who owns that domain, but shout out to them. Hopefully it's a Schnabel family. And it said specifically in their history of wheatgrass, it says it's a company called Pines, the Wheatgrass People, since 1975. In 1975, Pines co-founder and president Ron Siebold worked in the office that stored the remaining files of Cerophil Laboratories, the company that first produced wheatgrass and other cereal grasses in a blend called Cerophil. It was introduced commercially in 1937. So he was like, it was in a fucking lab that wheatgrass is made. That
it's like meth.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like meth. Maybe that's what makes it so great.
Yeah,
that hit right behind the eyes there is methamphetamines.
My optic blast.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay, so the last part of the question, Don, was, do I need a double shot?
Oh, do I need a double shot?
Mm, have you fuck with that?
Why not? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they give you get a discount on that double shot?
You don't.
Think?
We'll have to charge you for two. Do you want it in two cups? I guess.
We cannot physically pour it into one cup for you. We have to give you two cups. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I would say experiment with it. Take one down. Next day, go back. Take two.
See how you feel.
See how you feel.
Yeah, I want to know if it amps it up. Because sometimes like even a double shot of espresso or something, you don't necessarily feel it immediately, or maybe not even doesn't even really take an effect.
Yeah.
Brian,
I think you should do this.
Yeah. We'll get you a double next week.
All right, buddy. All right, Don, thank you so much for coming on. What do you have? Anything that people can go check out? How do people find you? Anything you want to let people know about?
I'm at Don Fanelli on DonFanelli on Twitter. I have a show coming out on Pop TV.
Nice.
November 16th called Nightcap.
Yeah.
That's a real station. It's a new station, and check your local
listings.
Check your local listings.
We'll put links up for all this stuff on the show notes.
And can I say one more thing about Sprekers?
No, not the time or the place.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Please,
guys. Like, all right. I just want to say, if I'm going to have an orange soda, a strawberry soda, a blueberry soda, I probably would still come back to Sprekers just because I think it's a good company. Mm-hmm. And I like the real fruit juices in it, even though they don't knock it out of the ballpark. Even there's probably better blank sodas than it. There's definitely better creams. It's definitely better ginger ales. But like, if I'm gonna have like, if you're like, I want a blueberry soda, I'm probably gonna go to Sprekers just because it's just one of those things that I know and I respect them, and I respect their flavors and I respect what they're doing. So my overall feeling is like positive, even though some of these were just a little off. Yeah. I'd say there's maybe in their brewing process or in their like in those kettles it's a little musty or something.
Oh, God knows what kind of honey glaze is on the bottom of that boy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just they got to clean it up a little bit more.
Time to de-glaze they got to clean up their act kettles
a little bit. But I'm always going to go back to Sprekers. I think that's a good company. I think it's a little bit more of like
shout out.
I think it's a little bit more home for me. I was going to say, I'm not going to shit on Sprekers. I will never throw them under the bus.
This is a great closing argument. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Vote for me.
Totally thrown the cream soda that got you here under the bus. It's full on fruit sodas for Sprekers.
Love it. Love it. Shout out Sprekers. Sprekers, if you're listening, go fuck yourself. And on that note, thank you everybody for listening. Thanks for riding or dying for 100 episodes.
Oh, we couldn't have done it without you. That's a fact.
There's our audience.
Hey, there they are. They're coming alive.
There they are.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Don, thanks for joining us
on this. Thank you guys so much. Congrats on 100.
Thank you. Go fuck yourself.